Grocery stores are among the relatively few service industries with a significant number of union employees. Butchers, cashiers, and others have been organizing since the 1930s, seeking a share of the income from stores where Americans now spend $45 billion per year. But the industry is under pressure, according to Michael Sansolo, who's with the Grocery Store Trade Association called the Food Marketing Institute.
What we've seen over the past few years is growth has been extremely tough to come by. This is a very competitive industry. We're in a slow growth environment. Inflation has been low. And so the overall sales picture for the industry has been going very, very slowly over the past few years.
Michael Sansolo says restaurants are taking in a greater percentage of Americans' food spending. Drugstores and gas stations are going into the grocery business. There's also Walmart, the nation's largest retailer. Walmart now has more than 1,400 supercenters that sell groceries, and the company says it will open at least 220 more stores next year. The Southern California supermarket owners that we just heard about contend that they have to cut labor costs in part to compete with Walmart's non-union workforce. In a statement, Walmart says it pays competitive wages and benefits in every community we serve. But a Cornell University economist, Edward McLaughlin, says Walmart's competitors are anxiously watching its expansion.
They've only very recently come into the Northeast, and until this year, they haven't had their supercenter format with the food departments in California at all. So I think retailers around the country are watching very carefully about how their regional brethren compete with Walmart as Walmart expands its markets.
Even a retailer that doesn't have a Walmart around the corner yet might be thinking about this.
I think every retailer in the United States of America, if not the world, understands that Walmart, if not present already, will be coming soon.
If you want to understand what the changes in this industry really mean for store owners, store employees, and their families, it helps to sit down with a unionized grocery store cashier. This week, we met a senior cashier from Giant Food, which is a chain store in Prince Frederick, Maryland. It's on a shopping strip in suburbia near the Chesapeake Bay. She asked us to meet her after her shift across the street from the store in a coffee shop called Common Ground.
I'm a coffee connoisseur. I love it.
When we met her, she was still wearing a red uniform shirt and a big name tag that said Sue.
You too. I'm Sue McQuain. I work for Giant Food, and I've worked for Giant Food continuously for 31 years. I have four grown children. And I have four grandchildren.
Sue McQuain works on her feet all day, doing the same thing over and over, dealing with difficult customers. And as a senior cashier, she has to come into work at 4:30 in the morning so that she can count all the money the store made the day before. But Sue McQuain says she likes this job. She's earned enough to raise a family alone ever since she got divorced more than 20 years ago. Can you just tell me what it's like to go into work that early in the morning?
Well, It's kind of serene. People aren't awake yet. They are going about their daily tasks, such as the grocery crew, stocking the shelves. There's always the same hum.
Did you say there's always the same hum?
Mm-hmm. There's a hum in the store that the Muzak has been interrupted by the construction. So there's like a hum in there that's, I like it.
It's comforting.
Yes, it is.
Are you a morning person?
Yes, I am. And even my dog knows when it's time for me to get up. I enjoy getting up that hour of the morning and doing the same thing that I do all the time. Put the coffee on, take the dog out, and get in the car and drive down Plum Point Road, come to the Giant.
How did you get into the grocery business?
I was a very young girl working for the first time in her life at age 24. I worked as a waitress, and I had a lot of people from the Safeway come up and invite me to come down and apply for a job. And it was exciting because back then it was very good money, and it's almost like being in a lottery to go to work for a grocery store. You really had to know somebody, and you really had to wait. I made $3.20 an hour when I started.
Which, and 30 years ago, was pretty good money?
Oh, yes, because minimum wage was $1.25. And the money that I've made, I've been able to do many things. I mean, I've purchased my own home 3 times. I have educated 3 out of my 4 children have gone to college. And I just find it very easy to do and manage my life on the salary that I have made.
How closely do you follow the news of the strikes and labor disputes that there have been elsewhere in the supermarket industry?
Pretty closely. I try to keep up on the internet about what's going on so that I can actually report things to my coworkers that are very interested in what's going on because they think it's going to affect them in March, which I'm telling them they should save money and be prepared.
Your contract is up in March?
Yes.
How much do you make an hour?
I make $17.88 an hour, and you double that on Sunday.
How are the health benefits?
My health benefits?
Yeah.
They're excellent. I don't have to pay anything for my health benefits. I don't pay anything. I mean, that's what's so... The glasses I have on my head, nothing.
That puts you ahead of millions and millions of people.
I have a brother that has a master's degree. Mm-hmm. Actually, my whole family. I'm the only person in my family that does not have a college education. And I'm the only person in my family that has the benefits that I do.
Do you ever look back and think, man, I wish I'd gone to college, gone a completely different route with my life?
My oldest daughter works for the IRS. She just graduated from college 2 years ago. And she says, Mom, you're so smart. She said, you know, you could do this. And I said, but Kim, I enjoy what I'm doing. She said, but Mom. And I said, but I've made good money. I have no regrets about not ever attending college because I have learned so much in my years working the way I've worked. I feel like I'm self-educated. I have raised my four children on a grocery store salary.
The union believes that there are grocery store management companies that believe that they don't have to pay people $17.88 an hour.
That's correct.
I wonder if there's some truth to that. They don't have to. Walmart doesn't have to.
No, they don't. That's precisely what this big fuss is all about.
Sue McQuain, thanks very much.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.